Hello and welcome to our March Exceptional Speaker Bonus Call, powered by Exceptional Connections. I'm Cindy O'Neill-Dady, the founder of Exceptional Connections Networking, as well as the educational series for Networking Mastery. Our monthly bonus calls highlight our monthly ECN luncheon speakers who graciously agree to share their brilliance with our ECN community and beyond. And I'm happy to say I'm joining you today from chilly Boston, Massachusetts. It's been a fun trip with lots of family time and a chance to meet and spend snuggle time with my first granddaughter, Grace Adeline. So let's just say I've been in my happy place. Okay, well, let's get going. We're very thankful. Maria Luxinger, founder of the Women's Career Transformation Network, was the featured speaker at our Tuesday, March 13th Exceptional Connections Luncheon. And Maria's her talk was all about the Wheel of Life, a first quarter check-in. And she encouraged us to check in on how the major areas of our lives affect our business. So we're super honored to have her share with us today and dig a little deeper to help us balance the different areas on the Wheel of Life for success. So to set the expectation for this call, Maria has generously agreed to again share her Wheel of Life first quarter goal check-in talk, along with a bonus of time-saving strategies for your personal and business life. And she's going to do so for the next 20 to 35 minutes. We will then open up the call for Q&A with a plan to end by 1 p.m. So be sure to stay on the line until the very end, as we'll be sharing with our listeners about upcoming exciting opportunities being offered to our Exceptional Connections community. So without further ado, it's my pleasure to and honor to introduce Maria as the presenter of our call today, Exceptional Speaker Bonus Call. So Maria Luxinger is the founder, again, of the Women's Career Transformation Network. As a career reinvention specialist, she uses her over 30 years of work experience in the fields of business and education to help women discover careers they love, leading them to find joy and financial freedom. Thank you, Maria. We need more women advocates. She holds a Bachelor of Arts in Education from Central Washington University and is a certified life coach through New Life Coach Incorporated. Maria is also a best-selling author of How to Get Your Joy Back, A Woman's Guide to Midlife Career Transformation, which has appeared on NBC and Fox. She's also written The Queen's Journal, A Wonderful Daily Planner. So it is my pleasure to turn this call over to Maria. So thank you, Maria, for sharing with us today.
Well, thank you, Cindy, for having me here. I'm very excited to be with your organization today and to share this review on our Wheel of Life. And the reason we're picking this for the talk, for the check-in, is that because we find that all different areas of our life affect our career. And so if things are not going well in other places, our career is probably suffering too, and vice versa. So when we did the presentation, we actually had a handout and it had the Wheel of Life on it. And so for purposes of you on the call, if you weren't there, go ahead and just have a piece of paper and you can just list 1 to 8. We're going to talk about 8 areas of our lives and we're going to rate them from 1 to 10. 10 being the best, that things are going well there. And 1 being that things are not going so well as you would want. And then we're going to look at the whole picture when we get done. So we're going to have a snapshot of what our lives look like today. Now, this is not a permanent one. This is just a snapshot. So the beauty of this is that you can compare it 6 months from now or 3 months or a year, whatever you want to, but it's a great way to just check in with yourself. So with that said, we are going to start with the first portion, which is finance. And I'm going to give you a brief explanation of each area, and then you rate yourself 1 to 10. Okay, so finance is the first. Now, this is not about how much you have, but rather how you relate to money. There are some millionaires who worry themselves sick about money, so they might score very low here. And others who have just enough to get by, and they simply go with the flow, and they're not worried. So 10 is someone totally at ease with money, whereas a 1 is someone so worried that it's creating them stress and giving them, limiting their actions. Okay, so 1 to 10. Next, number 2, personal growth. People who are truly successful commit themselves continually to learning and improving themselves. Are you a 10, committed to learning as much as you can about life? Are you constantly experiencing new opportunities? Do you regularly read to learn and grow? Are you open to improving and stretching yourself? The fact that you are listening to this broadcast today means that you're definitely not a 1 or a 2, because you're working on your self-development. So give yourself a 1 to 10 on that area. Number 3, our health. We all take our health for granted until it lets us down. How is yours? Do you look after yourself? Are you eating well? Do you get regular exercise? Having a long-term illness does not necessarily mean you need to give yourself a low score. The main thing is whether you're doing everything within your control to improve or regulate your condition. So give yourself a 1 to 10 there as to how you're doing with your health. Right now, I might also mention that if you have questions or comments, we are going to open it up for that at the end. So take note, and we'll definitely discuss things at the end. All right, so number 4 is your family. Family life is very important, as we know. Although it should be loving and caring and supportive, sometimes it is not, and that could be for various reasons, such as crying babies, wild teenage sons or daughters, or constant arguments and tensions. This all represents a huge challenge, and it does affect the other areas of our life and our work and our other relationships. So in this respect, family life to you could mean just you and one other or more extended family. Whatever family life means to you, give yourself a current score of 1 to 10. Now we're going to move on to relationships. Think about the key relationships you have, whether it is a boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, friend, or family member. Where do you feel that is on the scale of 1 to 10? And at this point, you could think about where you would like it to be and kind of gauge where you are on that 1 to 10 scale. And put that down. All right, next we have social life. Now, this can be about the quality of your social life, which can score very low for people with busy careers. However, you can also decide to score it based on how you interact with people, as how often you get to socialize. This is a vital component of life, and so because we need to interact with people. How comfortable are you in social situations? Some people are the life and soul of the party, loved by all and fully confident, whereas some people are more sensitive and they don't want to speak up when there's a group of people around. So give yourself a score, and from 1 to 10. All right, next we have attitude. Attitude is vital and can influence every aspect of your life. Is your glass half full or half empty? Are you a positive person who notices all the good things that happen and come up with solutions when things don't go as planned? Or do you always expect the worst, and the worst always seems to happen? So on the attitude, give yourself a 1 to 10. Think about how positive you are and how you're interacting every day. 1 to 10. Finally, we do have number 8, which is our career. How is your career going? We spend a lot of time working, so how is it for you? Does it excite you? Do you have a clear idea of what it is you want to achieve? If you're not working, are you happy? You know what it is you want to do, and you're taking steps to get there. Some people, and I know about this, some people are a 1 because they feel physically sick before you go to work today. before they go to work in the morning. And some are at a 10, or 10 would be you would do your job without being paid for it. So somewhere in between there, you are a 1 to 10. So go ahead and mark that down, 1 to 10. Okay, so now you have your picture. Now on the wheel, we would connect all of the dots on the wheel, and then we would have a snapshot. But if you're doing a list, you can actually see from the 1 to 10 that you have where your circle would be moving. And looking at the 10s are where you're more well-balanced towards the 10s and where you're less well-balanced towards the 1s. And so also on this Wheel of Life presentation, there on this form, there was a place for each section. And you can do this also on your own, on your piece of paper. But for time's sake, we picked one area, and we would say, we wrote down one definite long-term goal. So for instance, if in personal growth, I wrote down that I wanted to read 5 books on personal growth or leadership, and I wanted to do that in the next 2 months. So by the end of May 30th, I wanted to read 5 books to help my personal growth. That would be my long-term goal. But for the short-term goal on that, I would say one thing that I wanted to do this week. So this week, I'm writing down, I'm going to go to the library or look online to find books that I'm interested in to be reading for that next 2 months period. So you only have one thing that you're going to do. So that way, you're not overwhelmed, but you are working towards your goal. So you would do that for any area that you feel you want to improve in. This is the beauty of the Wheel of Life because it is fluid and it gives you where you are right now and then encourages you to move on to where you want to be. And so moving on to where you want to be, it always involves time. And time-saving strategies is one of my favorite things to talk about. And so I'm going to give you a few really good ones today so that you can work on organizing your life to be in control of it the way that you want it to run. So I'm going to give you, first of all, you can take notes as you go. I'm going to talk about your personal calendar. And one of the best ways to do this is I'm a teacher. I love studenthandouts.com or printacalendar.com. You can go there online and you can find the best calendar that you like for the month, monthly calendars. You can print them like print a calendar. You can go and get current calendars. And then I print down 6 months to a year. And then take some time when you have some time to yourself. Find that time, and it will save you time later. Put down all of the dates that are important to you, birthdays, anniversaries, appointments you have, and I would ask that you would find some time to get a vacation scheduled on there because that gives you time to refresh yourself, and it gives you something to look forward to, too. So once you've got that personal calendar done, then you can transfer it to your master calendar, or you can use that one. I would put it on your master calendar. And that way, when things come up, you know right away whether you're available for those dates because you've already got them in your calendar and you don't have to think about it. You can just consult it. And so this is a really effective way to manage your time. So now I'm going to talk about you can do this at home or in your work. Think about your entire day, how it's running. One of the best things you can do is that you can block, some people call it the hour of power. You can block 1 hour in the best part of your day. I'm the morning person, so I like the morning. You can block 1 hour where you have no distractions. So you don't listen to the phone, you don't check your mail, none of that. You for 1 hour. And that way you can work distraction-free on the most important day, most important task for the day. And that will produce way more action than if you're trying to cut that important task down to 10 minutes or 5 in between all the calls and interruptions that you have. And if you have an office, you can actually train your staff to know that you're not available during that hour, or and even on your phone, if you're in an industry where you can do that, you just say you're answering calls at between this time and that time, or however it works best for you. But try to guard that hour if you can. And then if you have many tasks, this is another thing. We are all bombarded by so many tasks. What are we going to do? If you have a lot of tasks for your day, I would prioritize them in order of importance and tackle the top two first. And we like to take all the other little things and do them because that makes us feel like we've got a lot done. And sometimes we ignore those top two, but take the top two and tackle them first. And you'll feel so much more accomplished because those are the most important things for the day. The next thing, and a lot of you may use this already, but I have to say time blocking is so important. If you have a long project and it's going to take you quite some time to do it, if you use a time blocking schedule where you block certain amounts of time for each project that you're working on during the day, it will help you stay organized and it will help you get done faster. And going along with that, I want to share something called the 90-day year model. And I did not make this model, but I like the premise of it. And here is how it works in a nutshell. So, for instance, you have a project A, and you're cooking on project A, and someone comes along, or you have a project B, okay? So now you're working on project A and B, and then, lo and behold, someone comes along with project C. Now, instead of trying to devote the same amount of time to all these projects, in this model, you would primarily focus on the first task. Focus on A until it is done, while devoting as little time as possible to the other two projects. You're not ignoring the other two projects, but you're keeping them, basically simmering them, until you get A done. And then you move on to B, and then so forth, because this will help you get your projects done quicker instead of having parts of a lot of projects done, but none of them actually done. If you have an overwhelming amount of tasks, I like to have you just list them all. You say, oh, I have so many things to do. Okay, list them all. Now, look at your tasks and see which ones that you can delegate. Do that first. Delegate all the things you can delegate. Because sometimes, especially as business owners, we think we have to do it all or we just do it all. And we'll say, oh, it's just easier, I'll just do it. Well, lots of times it is not very productive for you to do that, because if you can delegate things to others, then you have time to devote to the most important tasks. Okay, so now you've delegated them. Now look at the rest of your tasks and look at the timelines that you have. Take the top ones first and only do what you can do and work on those. Then schedule the rest of them. Okay, again, to get your many tasks done, some people are so overwhelmed. They're like, well, I just don't have a little bit of tasks. I have so many tasks. I have just so many. So again, one of these this is called time boxing. So what you do is you take all your tasks and list them. And then you group the liked tasks together. You say, okay, so if it has to do with you have to get a graphic design done, or you have to make some prints, or you have to call people, put them into groups. Group tasks together. And then do the related ones in a time frame. But now you're not taking random tasks. You are working on specified tasks that are related to one another that they're going to get done. Boom, then you're going to have those done. And they won't be scattered throughout your days. You put them in a box, you have a certain amount of time, and now they're done. Now you're freed up, your brain is freed up to do other things. So I hope that these strategies will help you in your personal and business life. I know they will if you implement them. You've got to take action on them. They will help you. I know they've helped me immensely. And so as we're thinking about that, I'm going to turn this back over to Cindy, and she's going to open up the lines for question and answers, and also for any insights that you might have that you would like to share with the group. So, Cindy, go ahead and chime back in.
All right. Well, thank you, Maria. Wow. Thank you so much for offering so much value and great insights to our community. And I love how you describe the wheel of life as fluid or a snapshot. That changes each time you review this assessment, because you're right, it does change, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It does. It changes all the time.
Yeah, depending on what's going on in your life. And, you know, again, maybe one spoke of the wheel changes, but sometimes that throws everything, you know, off. I know, obviously, we had a new baby in the family, and so here I am in Boston. So, you know, it does affect other things. And so I wanted to ask you before, you know, I open the line to anybody else, but I wanted to ask you about, you said studenthandouts.com, that was a resource?
Yes, and there was printacalendar.com is one of my favorite ones.
Printacalendar, okay, I didn't catch the whole thing. Printacalendar.com was another one, another resource, so thank you for those. I'll check into them myself.
Yeah, and, Printacalendar has... it's like print-a-calendar.com. That's how that goes.
Oh, print-a-calendar.com. Okay. That's
the last thing a woman wants to hear about her baby.
Yeah. Oops, stop. Stop. Stop, 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 stop. I hit something. I was looking it up.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. No worries. And then the idea of time boxing is, it is a good... I'm glad that you included that, because I'm always about time-saving strategies and being more efficient. And you're right, when you group like items that, you know, you can be in, and also just to be able to, don't you find that when you experience success or momentum, it gives you more energy to keep going, as opposed
yes.
to if you're jumping around too much, you feel overwhelmed, and then it's hard to get that extra momentum to, you know, take it to the next level.
Because you feel overwhelmed, and then you don't want to do anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And then you just kind of like, oh, I just don't want to do anything.
Right, exactly.
So, yeah, that other one I just checked on was studenthandouts.com. That's a really good one.
Students with an S?
Yeah, student, just one, studenthandouts.com. Yeah.
Okay, got it. Okay, I've got those. I'll check those out later. So yeah, great resources, and I agree with you. You know, I find the most important thing is your attitude. So if you can feel encouraged, I tend to do more. When I feel overwhelmed, I tend to do less.
Yes, I agree.
So I'll go ahead and turn it over if anybody else has any questions. And, you know, it's not only questions, frankly, it's just, you know, like Marie and I are discussing just things that land insight, things that maybe Maria shared that kind of was spurred some thought. So anybody else want to share with us? Let me actually mute.
Hi, Maria. Yeah. This is Gail.
Hi, Gail.
Hi. So I can resonate with everything you said, because I am the ultimate procrastinator, and unless you have lists, you know, it's almost impossible to get anything done. And I am very, very good at overwhelm and not getting it done on time. Specifically, every year at this time, preparing my tax information for my CPA is just an overwhelming task. And Cindy knows for the last many, many years, I'm just, you know, I wait till the very last minute. And then I think, why in the world did I wait so long? Because once you get into it, once you get doing it, you know, it only takes a couple of hours to get it all together and you're done. And I should have done that in January. So, thank you for your tips and your tricks, and they're really great assets to have in your toolbox.
Well, you're very welcome. I was just thinking of another one that I was just reading about, and it's called the Pomodoro technique. And what it does is it you basically time yourself. You figure out how much you think it's going to how long it's going to take you to do something, and then you say you set the timer for 25 minutes. And then that encourages you not to be distracted and to focus. And then you get done, and then you take a break. You've been focusing on that tax information now for 25 minutes, and you can give yourself a break, and then you go back and do it again. And that's really kind of helpful, too, sometimes because we get so distracted. But if you're on the clock, then you're like, ooh, I've got to pay attention here because I want to get done.
Oh, what a great tip.
That helps a lot, too. And some people take it to the extent that they think how many Pomodoros, because Pomodoros is like a little fruit, and people have like a timer, and they say, how many Pomodoros will it take for me to get this done? Then they range their days by Pomodoros. So.
All right, right.
Depends.
Great idea.
Yeah, and really the premise of that is that I see is just, you know, being purposeful, you know, being mindful, right? Not just blind.
Right.
Texas you or you get it. There's so many, it's so funny. There's a movie out there. I can't remember the title of it right now, but it's, you know, there's so many portals to be rejected on of the line, but it's similarly a lot of portals to be distracted by.
That is so true, Cindy. That is so true. We have so much bombardment every day. There's so much going on all the time. We have the phone ringing, then we have the phone texting us. We have the computer pinging us. We have the people knocking at the door, and someone's coming in to tell you something. And if you don't block off some time just to say, no, you know, just I'm not going to be distracted right now, you have to really make a conscious effort to make it simple and to block out time for things you need.
Right. So something just occurred to me. I was looking at my notes here. And how do you distinguish, or are they the same, time boxing or time blocking? Are they the same
time
or
blocking,
are they different?
Yeah, time blocking is kind of how you look at your day and you block off certain amounts of time to do a task. Say, for instance, I'm writing a book and I want to block off at least a half an hour a day to work on that book. So I look at my calendar and I'm blocking it off for that task.
Okay.
Time boxing has to do with grouping tasks together. Similar tasks. So you have 30 tasks and maybe 10 of those are related. So you could box them together. And then when you're attending to those, you're getting rid of all those 10 that are related rather than going from task to task that are not related. If they are related, you're going to get them done quicker because they're all in one spot. So it's kind of grouping them together.
Okay. That makes sense. So, I was collapsing the two, but I see what you're saying. Okay, it's a good distinction.
Mm-hmm.
So, if there aren't any other questions, I want to go ahead. I'll just pause for Gail. Did you have any other insights that you wanted to share?
No, I just thank you very much for the tips because they do help you focus and get things actually done.
And, good, great.
I appreciate the help.
And thank you. I appreciate you coming. Great.
Awesome. Well, in the interest of time, I'm going to go ahead and just ask Maria to share with us about how listeners can keep in touch with her, learn more about how to work with her. And Maria, I know that you have a special offer that you made available to our Exceptional Connections community that I thought would be valuable for people who are either listening later or weren't able to be at our March event. So how can our listeners learn more about you or work with you?
Okay, so, all right, thanks, Cindy. Okay, so at the meeting, we had an offer for a Business Boost Live and Mastermind because many of you are small business owners. And so it's a five-week live boost and mastermind, and it was $497, and we deducted it down to $197 for 5 weeks. And this is designed to give your business a boost, like it says, and just kind of take a look at your business, your vision, and how your marketing's working, if you want to, you know, make new offers or kind of explore how your offers are working, if you need new ones, or what do you need to do. And so different aspects of your business to just give your business a boost for the rest of this year. And then also I just want to add that you can find me at marialuxinger.com. That's MariaLuxinger.com. And also, I have my flagship program is Design a Career You Love. So if you know anyone who is designing their career right now, wanting to switch or change or delve into something new, I would love to talk with them. And then if you decide that you would like a personal time savings session, I do have sessions and where I will help you overhaul your entire time management system for you personally, so where we can take many of these things I've discussed today and actually incorporate them into your individual schedule. So you can find me anytime at marialuxinger.com, and you can call me at 206-271-0497. Thank you, Cindy.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Maria, so much for sharing your insights and what you've learned in terms of time saving and about the Wheel of Life. One thing that I was really impressed with at our March event was when we did the afterglow and talked about, you know, kind of insights and questions just like we did on this call. So many people were just really kind of amazed at what was in front of them. So sometimes when you take the time to really look at it, it's actually a surprise. It's like, wow, I didn't realize I had a flat tire, you know, for different spokes of your Wheel of Life. And once you have that consciousness, then you can work on it and make changes to it, right?
Right. And someone did, I remember them asking a question. They said, well, I'm doing great in this part of this section of the Wheel of Life, but I'm not doing so good in that same section in a different area, which is true,
right,
because
right,
they are broad, and you might be doing really well in one area in a certain part of it, but then they were looking at that and going, oh man, I don't think I'm doing so well in a different part. So
mm-hmm.
It kind of gives you a chance to kind of evaluate where you are, and then once you can see that, like Cindy says, then you can take steps to make goals to make it better once you see it.
Right, right.
Yeah.
It's like it's in your blind spot, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
And once you can identify it, then you can actually do something about it. So thank you so much for, you know, being that contribution to us. It's a very timely message as we are entering our second quarter of the year, and today is spring. Woohoo!
Yeah, so exciting. So happy.
And it's
for
like,
spring.
Where did the year go? So thank you again, Maria. I really appreciate you a lot.
You are very welcome.
So, our next segment here is just, but wait, there's more. So, it's not too late to grab your seat and lock in the $127 rate. If you register for our upcoming March Educational Series Skill Shop, that's being offered by Seeker Success founder Karen McGregor. She's going to be joining us all the way from Abbotsford, British Columbia, So to lock in that special rate, register before Friday, March 23rd at 9 p.m. So you're not going to want to miss the opportunity to take a deeper dive with us. Karen McGregor spoke to our community as our luncheon speaker in January, and is coming back, as I mentioned, Tuesday, March 27th, and we will have the opportunity to experience firsthand Karen's two-hour skill shop, Master Your Message. Karen recently spoke at the TEDx Vancouver or Stanley Park event, and so she is a dynamic speaker, presenter, trainer, and we're super excited to be able to have her join us. So whether communicating to one person at a time or a group of people in a boardroom or to an audience of hundreds, each of us needs to be present to present our ideas in a way that engages, inspires, and influences prospective clients to make positive changes or see things from a brand new perspective. However, crafting a message that others listen to and act on can be a time-consuming, frustrating process without the right support. So in this session with Karen, you'll learn from an international speaker, trainer, and TEDx and Dragon's Den coach what it really takes to master a message that impacts individuals, communities, and the world at large, while also generating new clients and more sales for your business. So the thing that, when Karen and I were speaking about this, not everyone wants to be a speaker, but we all have to learn how to effectively and clearly communicate our message. And so she's going to be focusing on that as well. So whether you're a speaker that wants to rock the stage or you just want to have a clear communication with your clients and make sure that your relationships are built, you know, in a way that's going to help them flourish, then this will be a great opportunity for you. Just throw in, you'll also be earning 2 clock hours towards our educational series for networking mastery. And we will have, I think, about 9 people that are going to be ranked joining us as exceptional connectors with 10 clock hours. So it's exciting to see people move through our educational series funnel. So I will just close. Oh, if you have any questions about that, feel free to email me at Cindy, C-Y-N-D-I, at exceptionalconnectionsnetworking.com, or you can go to our website, exceptionalconnectionsnetworking.com, and just click Contact Us and send me a little message, or you can go directly to our Eventbrite to register for Karen's event, and you will go to https://ecn-educational-series-march.eventbrite.com. So, again, you know, you're welcome to contact me if you need help getting reserving a seat for yourself. And look forward to seeing you there. We will be meeting at the Pizza Coop and Ale House, which is our new monthly venue. And lastly, just in closing, I'll mention that our next Exceptional Connections event will be on Tuesday, April 10th. And we are super excited that Peter Faiza will be joining us from Conquer Your Fear. And so hope you can be a part of that. Our registration is still open. Early bird is still available until the end of March. And I'm just looking up here his, so he'll be talking about in his 20-minute talk to our community how to be a creative machine and how to produce more and live fearlessly and create passionately in your business. So I've had a chance to get to know Peter a little bit and really impressed with his charisma. He's a dynamic speaker. He really does rock the stage. And I think our community is going to really enjoy not only his what he has to say, but just his energy. So thank you so much for joining us. And again, signing out here from Boston, Massachusetts, I'll be heading back to Seattle on Saturday and kind of turn things around and host our event on Tuesday. But thank you for being a part of this call, and wishing you all well as we sign off here. So I'll unmute everybody so they can say goodbye. Bye,
goodbye.
Everybody.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.